Normally.
Okay. We're not of Ayin Gimel Alav. It's a hard block today, Chavar. It's a hard cup. We had a machlekes of Abaye Barava, and it's not over yet. They're arguing about if an Eid Zaymin was found to be a liar. Is it retrospective, or is it only from the moment that he was found to be a liar? Because the words that they said was back, it was back then when they said it. However, he wasn't found, established that they were a liar until he went to Bezin. So from when are the Eid Zaymin? So Abaye said Eid Zaymin Mafreya Hunifsel, and Rava says, no, it's a chidish, ein boi l'chidusha, is mekan lahabu. Now we're going to bring a couple of rayas ahead and ahin. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah about 8 lines from the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the 2 dots. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Gonav al Pishnayim, if he stole 2 people, the Tov, based on 2 Eidim, the Tov Vachum Mocher al Pim, the same 2 Eidim, also Som Shech, the Nimtzu Zaymim, and they were found liars. Mishalmin as Akel, the Eidim need to pay the entire lot, the Gneva and the Tvich. Now, Lucheda, my love, Lucheda, what happened here? Shehi'idu ala gneiva. First, there was 2 sets, even though it was 1 set of edim, they didn't say it all in one go. First, they said, given edis on the gneiva. Then, the chazru, the hidu ala tficha. Then, afterwards, they went ahead and they were they told us the edis about tficha. Then, the huzmu ala gneiva. Lucheda, everything happened in sequence. Then, they were found liars on the gneiva. And then, the chazru, the huzmu ala tficha. And then, they were found liars on the tficha. If you learn that they become possible from now on, so therefore they were kosher eidim when they said the geneva, the kosher eidim said the tvicha, and therefore you have to pay for both. If you learn that eid zayin lemafreya nifsel, which means it goes back to when they said the eidis in the first instance, which means when they said the geneva, turned out to be retrospective, they were liars from then, that means that the eidis on tvicha never happened because there were 2 liars that got up as a tvicha. Why are they paying a penalty for the tvicha? That it's retrospective. Hani, in these cases here, this eidim kivon the izamalu ageneva. True, they were found to be liars of Gneva later, after they said eidis about tvicha. But when they were found to be liars for the Gneva, it's retrospective. It goes back to the moment they said it, which means that the next day when they said tvicha, they were already lying, eidim. So there's no eidis. Why are they being penalized? Igloi Muslim Afreya. What do we know from here? Dichi ashadu at tvicha when they said eidis on the tvicha. Psul had already possible. Is a mayim shalman at tvicha. There was no eidis in the first place because lamafreya who nifsum. The eidim were possible already by the time they got up and said it was geshachten. They were ready 2 possible eidis because lamafreya. Amri, so we answered the defender by you. Hoch, my skin, you know what we're talking about. Who's mu'ala tficha tchila? You know why? They were Muslim on the. What happened was they were found liars on the tficha first. So therefore, they were only liars on the tficha, and they were found liars in Gneva the next day later. How does that help? Since we say lemafreya nifso, we don't care when they were caught in the Bezdin. What matters is when they said the Eidus. And obviously they said Eidus first about the Gneva, but then they said Eidus about the Tvicha. That means by the time they said Eidus about the Tvicha, they were already liars. So they said no Eidus.
Does that extend to other cases as well? Or just
anything, that's what Abaye says. Anything they said after that date, the Apostle Eidus. Anything. That was enough commitment to Abaye Barava. Amri, we say, so if, my question still remains, ultimately, ki hadri mizim ageneva, I don't care when they were, even if the Eidim were found liars on Tvicha first, but the following day they were found liars on Geneva, it's retrospective. Igloi milsa that reveals to us, ki ishadu at Tvicha psul nave, by the time they said Eidus on the Tvicha, they're already possible because it's retrospective. Am I mishalmi at Tvicha, why paying at Tvicha? And for the Gemara, interesting lashon for an answer, the Hilchasa, and the only possible way to learn Pshat over here is, in the mission is, Shehi'idu bevasachas. When they gave the testimony in the first place, they didn't have 2 testimonies, one on the Gneva, one on the Tvicha. It was 1 Eidus. We saw these guys steal the animal and shecht it. So it's 1 Eidus. So even though you might have found them, Eidzein lemafreyu nifsol, but mafreyu from when? They, when they said the Eid of Tvicha was the same time, the same breath, they said the Eid of Gneva, so it's 1 Eidus. And therefore, it was good. And they were found liars.
If you've got Eidus that gave Eidus to somebody, and you have to pay the Knas, or you have to pay whatever it is, right? And then they go and they say Eidus to some other 2 people about something else. And then the Mazim them on the first one, so according to Abaye, the second one
is rejected.
Falls we learned that before. That's a chil of Abaye Barov. According to Abaye, anything that happened after the day they said Eidus is possible. All the shtaras.
So they're asking these questions here.
It's all be Abaye, yeah.
So that was your thing from yesterday. You talk about here he holds a retrospectivity and
yes, another case. And Yishev does not, exactly. So I remember I wrote a whole thing on that. And I couldn't find my fortune talking about it, but anyway, it's a project one day. Work it all out. There's another machlekes Abaye Barava which doesn't fit in at all, and that's in Pesachim of Lamed Aleph. about Balchoiv, Lamafreho Goivo, Mekandel Habogoiv. When Balchoiv comes to collect his the lender comes to collect the property. Is it retrospective? As if the moment I lent you the money, since now Joel, you have no money to pay me, the property is that I was always mine. So if I make it Hegdish in between the interim period, it's a valid Hegdish on the lender. Or Mekandel Habogoiv. And there Abai says Lamafreya. And Rava says Mekandel Habo. How's that fit with the Yush? And how come the halacha is not like Abaye then? Or why is it fitting with the age?
Because he also says retrospectivity.
Yes, yeah, so what's going on here? There has to be a common thread here. But why isn't that one of the six we pass for Abaye, which means that the thread may be a little bit different? What's, anyway, there's a lot of work to be done. Says one of Tanoi. Why don't we say that this machlekes Abaye v'Rav is actually machlekes Tanoi? Whether we say Eid and Zayim when they found liars is from the moment that they said Eid is, or from when they were established in Bezin. It says in the Braise, there were two people. Now you have to hold a copy. There were two people testifying. Shegonav. So, group A was testifying that the Reuven was a ganav. And it sounds like group A also testified that one that he also shechted it. The Huzmu ala Geneva, and they were found liars on the Geneva. So therefore, what happens to their aid, the second aidus about the Tvicha, falls apart. Because even though, let's say, the aidus on Tvicha is valid, they shechted it, but how do you know it was a stolen animal? Maybe they bought the animal. So therefore, there's no aidus anymore.
Does it fall apart because they are rejected because they don't have an emunus? No. Or it falls apart because the substance of
even
the
if time. Another, even if another pair of aid would have been for the tzvicha, there's no aidus anymore. All we know is he shechted an animal and...
We don't know that this is the animal.
Or even if it is the animal, maybe he bought it. You don't know it's stolen anymore.
So when a person gives aidus on the tzvicha, what are you saying? He's saying he used to bear a stolen animal and we saw...
So Reuven's animal.
Reuven's animal, right?
Yeah.
So in other
that's
words,
all.
In other words, the Tvicha doesn't necessarily have a...
Zero. Without the Eide Gneva, we don't have nothing.
Yeah. The Eide Tvicha is always nothing worth because you can always tie in that he bought the animal legally.
Exactly. So you need an Eide Gneva first. And then we say, Eide Shebotla Miktasa Botla Kula. So now that we've established that the first Eidim are liars, so therefore there's no longer any Eide Tvicha. Okay, so therefore... The first aid didn't pay the double they wanted to, and the accused does not have to pay the three times with Tvicha Mechira because there's no aid with Tvicha Mechira. Who said? There's a bite. And even the second pure aid were found liar, they don't have to pay because they weren't trying to make a penalty. Who's mu ala Tvicha? What about Faket? The second aid was found to be liars. So he still has to pay kaiful because the first aid is Wagineva still stands. And the Haim Mishams, but the Aidim who tried to bring false testimony about the Baba Chamisha, they paid it three times. Okay, that's simple. Comes along in Abiyasi. It's like this. Bamed Vorim Amurim.
If you give testimony, you saw this animal being shafted, right? The consequence of that is that you may have to tie Dalad and Hay. No. But you're not saying that he's Chayav Dalad, you just say he's shafted.
How can I say you're Chayav Dalad and Hay?
No, what I'm saying they're giving testimony.
I'm just giving aids, yeah.
Exactly. So what is Dash Kasha Zaman when they're giving.
Because that's the consequence of your aids. That's part of the aids. That's it. Once the Geneva, you're making him pay. Nobody else is paying him pay.
Yeah, but your intention is not.
Who cares what your intention is? This is the aidus you're giving. The aid you're giving is that you're going to make him pay the knas of three extra times over and above the kefil. So that's what your kash is on. Omer Rabbi Yesi. Rabbi Yesi is the one that we're going to try to understand. Bamed Rav Muri, when is all this said? Bishtei aidus. When do we say there's two separate testimonies? Now, we don't know if we're talking about the same pair of Eidim or we're talking about two sets of pairs of Eidim. We're not sure what he's trying to say. But if it's one set of Eidis, Eidis and Batal Mikzasa, Batal Kula. If it's one set of Eidis, that Eidis, if the Batal Mikzasa, Batal, the whole Eidis falls apart. So even though you've found that the Tzavicha Mechiru, a Batal, the whole thing falls apart. Now, let's understand it. My Bishtei Eidis, what do you mean two Eidis? Or my Be'ezach, what do you mean one Eidis? Ilema b'shtei eidus means shtei eidus mamish, two separate groups of eidim, b'shtei kittis. And what does be'eidus achas mean? Be'kat achas, one group, b'zeh achazeh. And one eidus means one group, but one after they said two testimonies, but it's the same group. And what Rabbi Yossi is saying, it makes a difference, two separate groups or one group. What's the chiluk? Rabbi Yossi, be'eidus achas, if it's one group, even though there were two separate testimonies, one after another in succession. For example, on Monday they testified in court, the group testified in court that the Reuven stole it. On Tuesday the same group testified and the Reuven shechted it. So it's one group of Eidim, but two separate Eidim. Is that what he's saying here? And here he's saying that Eidim shebatla miktsasa batla kula. The first thing testifying by the Eidus, about the Gneva, and then they're testifying about the Tvicha. And then is Rabbi Yossi saying that when they were found liars on the Tvicha, which was said on Tuesday, the whole Eidus of Monday at Gneva falls apart as well? Why? Where's that come from? What's the logic in that? Monday's Eidus was a valid Eidus. Tuesday's Eidus about Tvicha was found liars. So what's that to do with that Monday's Eidus? Monday took place before. Why should Monday's Eidus be cancelled? Navas, obviously that's not what it means. Elalah, the chilik is, both of them talk about one group. The chilik is if he said one group said it in two separate ages, on Monday and Tuesday, or he said the whole ages together, that on Monday he said it was stolen and it was shachten. Elalah, the shte ages, the ages, ach, we're talking about one group, ke'en shte ages, and the difference is if it's like two separate ages or not.
But they delivered it at one time.
That's the thing. Shte ages means one group and two separate testimonies, Monday and Tuesday, and ages achas means they delivered the whole thing in one hearing in the court. So what are you saying? Get one group in one after another. That's when we say that what if the tzricha was found liar, the gneva is still valid. Aval be'edus achas, and they bunched it all together. If they bunch it all together, vivas achas in one go, right? They both said betoich kredibe from each other. So he said on Sunday he was stolen, on Monday he was geshachten. So that's and they're all in one ages and with kedei diber. Loi, then if they found liars on the tzvicha, the whole thing falls apart because they said the whole ages in one sentence in one breath. So if part of that ages was found to be liars, the tzvicha was the second part of the sentence. So if the whole ages falls apart, it's like one ages. Now what's going on here? What's the svara? The Savrua must be that this Rabbi Yossi will hold, we're going to say Rabbi Yossi is going to hold like a baya, that Lemafreya hu nifsul, that comes out that even though that, let's say, when they were found liars, they were found two separate times liars, once for the Tvicha and then afterwards for the Gneva, but because Lemafreya hu nifsul, back from when he said it, and Ptoy Kedidiba Kedibadam, he's like one Aedis, and once part of the Aedis falls apart, the whole Aedis falls apart. This Varua, right now we thought, Kuliyama, everyone agrees that Ptoy Kedidiba Kedibadam, that if it's within Kedidiba, it's like as part of the dibur, my lab, but how come if this is the machlekes? Rabbi Yossi says the whole ages falls apart. Rabban holds no. If you knocked him out of tvicha mechira, does not knock out the gneva which you said a minute before. Why not? Because very simple. Rabban hold mikano lahabohanim. So Rabban hold that when are they liars? From the moment they got to bezin. So the ages that they said then was valid. So the part that they weren't caught out lying, the gneva there is it, we still maintain. However, the Rabbi Yossi holds the mafreya nifsol, and it goes back to the ages when he said it. And since he said one ages of stealing and shechting, it all falls apart. Rabban savri mikano lahabohanim. The kiv and the mahisha at that moment. Kamizim atficha the kamizim izim agneva the lamizim. But the gneva was not found liars. Lo yizim comes along Rabbi Yossi and he holds no. I hold like a baya lemafre yahu nifsol. The kiv and the miyad ki yasidu the mifsol. As soon if they were found liars, as soon that's why they were apostle. So therefore, even though ki yizamulu atvicha, even though what you found them liars was on the tvicha part, but he said in the same sentence, same breath as he said the gneva part. And since it's retrospective, is yizamulu hu gam minam gneva the hotoy kedibu kedibu dami, because all like one saying. That's what he says there. Says the gemara. Amri, now when we say over here there is ism on the gneva, it doesn't mean it has to pay the penalty of the gneva because the pilot wasn't ism on it, but the ages falls apart. So now Abai doesn't really like this because that means Abai has to follow a das yachid against the chachamim. Not very good. Amri, the Gemara says, who told you that's pshat in the machlek is Rabbi Yossi Rabban? You're right. If maybe I want, maybe I buy it. Halach like a bias, and maybe if everyone agrees that toich kedibu kedibadam, then everyone will agree it's retrospective, and everyone would agree that eidus shebatla miktsasa batla kula. That if you found him lying on the tvicha part, automatically he's also cancelled the gneva part. But that goof is the machlekes. Do we say toich kedibu kedibadam? Even though we always say toich kedibu kedibadam, who says the kuliyama? You're right. Eat toich kedibu kedibadam. Kuliyama lemafreinifsel. Elohoch over here, but toik kedibur kedibur. Come here, that goof is a machlekes. The rabban hold toik kedibur lav kedibur dummy. And Rabbi Yehi holds the Yidim Adami. That's Machlekes. Rabbi Yehi holds the Yidim Adami. It says retrospective goes back. Chacham will tell you, it's like two separate Edison, even though he said in the same breath. It's two separate Edison. So one Edison was a Geneva, another Edison was a Tvicha, even though it said within 2 seconds of each other. So when he was found lies on the Tvicha, the Mafre, from the moment he said Tvicha, he's a liar. But the Geneva, which was a second earlier, it was not found to be a liar. Simple as that. Generally in Shas we say Turkey the Dibur Gedib Dami Chutz, we said more in the Dormde, Chutz by Hegdish and by Gitten. Now there's a machlekes in the Ran and Tosis whether Turkey the Gedib Dami is Mahatayda, like the Ran holds is Mahatayda, or the main Tam says it's a special takana. We want people, it's so nice to be a mensch and to be civil and say hello to your Rebbe, that we made a takana to allow, even in the middle of a business transaction, that he should be able to say, that's right.
Without interrupting.
Without losing out on the deal or whatever it is. So the Gemara, so what are you trying to tell me? You're trying to tell me the Sava Rabbi Yehesi holds that Turkey Dibur. You're trying to explain that Rabbi Yehesi holds that Turkey Dibur is Kedibur Dami. And therefore, because retrospective goes back to the Geneva, let me ask you a question. What Tanan, didn't we learn the Machlekes we had on numerous occasions? Hareis, we had a Machlekes if a person says a couple of things and it sounds like he's changing his mind. Do you look at the first thing he said and you cannot change your mind, or do we bunch them all together and try to make it work? So Machlekes Amei Rabbi Yehesi. So it says there, you have an animal, then you say, this animal should be in exchange for an oila. And then you say, Tumura Shlomim should be exchanged for Shlomim. That's very different. If it's an exchange for an oila, then an oila you can only consecrate on the Mizbech and nobody eats from it. If you say it's a Tumura Shlomim, then everybody eats from it. And it's eaten 2 days and a night. So which one is it? So it says, Mel, you take Tfoisla Rosh Hashanah, you take the first words he says, Harezu Tumura Shlomim. What did he say first? What came out of his mouth first? Oila? And that's how it is. You always take his Rosh Hashanah. However, Rabbi Yehesi Yemer, if his intention always was to have both, his intention was they should be Sayin Oyle, Sayin Shlom. Ay, how come he said one first? Because the apostle, a human, not like the Ebershter, that Zocha Veshama Bedibar Echer, we cannot say two words at the same time. So he's a little mixed up. He wanted both, so therefore we treat like both. And what do we do? How do we treat this animal? Is it like an Oyle or Shlom? We don't know. So we let the animal wander about till it contracts a mum. And then we sell the animal, and part of the money we buy, half the money we buy in Oyle, and another half the money we use to buy a Shlom. Because that's what he wanted. Im lekachnis gav mitchile. From the very outset, that's what he wanted. It should be taka both an oil and a shlamim. Then hoyel sins the efshel likre shnei shemus kechad. Can be two names in one go. Is dvar of kayamin. Therefore, the words are mekayim. However, the imama. But if he said, if what he went, he really meant to say tmuras oila, and then he changed his mind. Nimlech v'amat tmuras shlamim. If what really happened was he taka wanted to say tmuras oila, and then he changed his mind and he said, no, what, I'll make tmuras shlamim. Harezu tmuras oila. Then I'll agree with the rameya that it's tmuras oila. For havinima, we try to understand. You need, in a case where he changed his mind, what's the shaila? You need to be able to tell you that the rameya is right. Once you said something, it's too late. Fafal. What do you mean? Change your mind. But havina ba nimlech, you change your mind. Pshita, obviously you got to follow the first thing. Must be the amar papa nimlech, but take the dibur kamarina. He changed his mind, take the dibur. And what's a reason trying to tell you? That I hold that if you hold take the dibur kedibur dami, then you could change your mind. But if you hold take the dibur lav kedibur dami, it's fafal. You said A, even though a second lady said no, too late. Is that I? What's that basically hold? He doesn't believe in Turkey Dibur Dami. So what do you tell me, Pshat, in the previous price it was, Rabbi Yehesi holds, that Turkey Dibur Dami and Amafrei Hunifsol and the Machlekes is whether Turkey Dibur not. And Rabbi Yehesi is the one that Turkey Dibur Dibur Dami. When you clearly hear, you see, he does not hold of it. And that's what Rabbi Yehesi has to say, that since Turkey Dibur Lav Kedibur Dami, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yehesi is that it's Lav Kedibur Dami, and therefore if he changes his mind, he can't. Amri, we say, someone answers, no. That trei teichel dibur habe. That two kinds of teichel dibur. Two kinds. What do you mean? Teichel dibur. Which words? Teichel dibur. If you change your mind within these words, which words? The two kinds of words. There's word that a rebbe says to a talmud. A rebbe also has to be pleasant and do the pleasantries to a talmud. And there's the words that a talmud has to use for his rebbe. All his rebbe has to say shalom aleichem. A Talmud has to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, or Machlekes Rishonim Rebbe, or Rebbe Emeidi, both. But whatever it is, at least Rebbe, at least one more word. So there's more time. The cooling of period in the Goyish, what is 48 hours to 72 hours? Here, it's about a second. question is whether a second point 1.3 seconds or just one second. So there's Kadesh Ilas Talmud Rav, a Talmud to Rav, which is longer, and the Chad, the other Talmud Kadesh Ilas Rav the Talmud, which is shorter. So when Rabbi Yossi says Nimlich, because my chiddush is we do not allow Toich Rediber, he's talking about I don't allow this long Toich Rediber. This Sheila's Talmud Rabbi, that's too long. 1.2 seconds, that's way too long that we're going to allow you to change your mind. And that's the chiddush. If you change your mind, for following. But the shorter Kadei Gediber, which is 1 second, which is the Talmud talking to Rab talking to Talmud, Shom Aleichem, that I agree with, you can change your mind. So the previous Braise is talking about the short Toich Rediber, so you can change your mind. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, what do you say to your mind? It's like one long thing. It's taken deeper. It's like one long thing. Therefore, it's possible the whole thing. But in this bright over here, when he says over here, Tumuras Oilo, Tumuras Lam, you cannot change your mind anymore. He's talking about when you took longer than the short taken deeper, it's in the realm of the longer taken deeper. That is Lav Kedibur Dami.
Key.
No, only it's seconds. Oh, what do you mean? In anything. Anything that you did, anything, you can change your mind. So except by, oh, except by Vajuzora. By Avodah Zarah, there's no changing your mind once you did Avodah Zarah Fafalm. And Hegdish. And that's why the Rishayim ask, Hegdish and Machlek is Rishayim, and they all talk about this Gemara here, because here you see clearly the Gemara compares Toikre Dibur of Tumuras Oil, Tumuras Lamim, to Toikre Dibur by Gineva Tvicha. So it seems that Hegdish is not included. And they have different answers. Key lesson. But no, so the Ran over there explains in the Dorim, because we are very strict over there. You should think what you're doing by Avodah Zarah and Gedushin. By Gedushin also, Kedushin, just two Gesayis with Kedushin included. But Gedushin definitely, once you get, you can't change your mind. We don't want to be Moitzi Laz and all that kind of stuff. Ki lesle Rabbi Yosi Kadesh Ilish Talmud Lerav. When does Rabbi Yosi say, I don't believe in Toikre Dibur, when a Talmud speaks to a Rabbi, which is long? Abba Shalom Alech Rebbe Yomoidi, so our gifts is Rebbe Yomoidi, other people have a gifts, it's just Rebbe. However, the Nafish is too long. Abba Kadesh Ilish, a Rav the Talmud, when a Rav told the Talmud, Shalom Alech, on those two words, Isla he's Moidu, that's the previous Braisa. Amar Rav, next Machlek is, when I say Hal Kappa, I meant the next Gemara. Omar Rava, keep on holding. Don't let go. Omar Rava says Rava the following. Aidim, what happens? You have set A's is a set of Aidim that come along and say that Reuben killed Shimon. Come along set B and they say Reuben did not kill Shimon. We were there with you, and that happened that way. Comes along set C and says that the first group, we don't know if Reuben killed Shimon or not, but you definitely weren't there because you were with us. What happens in this case? Do we say that they're still Muslim or not? Because when set A said Reuben killed Shimon, and set B says Reuben did not kill Shimon, that's called Eide HaChosha. And what happens there? They cancel each other out. We don't know who to believe. So we throw the case out of court. When group C came along, the whole testimony from A and B was thrown out of court. So group C, when they're Mazim, is there anything left to be Mazim? Or we say, there's no Eidus left anymore. What are you being Mazim? Says Rava, Hakhosha Tchilas Hazama. Hakhosha, when we throw out a court, doesn't mean it's over. Hakhosha means we don't know if the Aedis is a valid Aedis. So it could be the Aedis is still a valid Aedis. We just don't know who to believe. Come see. And knocks out A. Hazama, Hakhosha starts out as on the road of Hazama, and now they are Muslim and they got to pay Kach Hazama. That's Rava's opinion. And Abai is disagree. Abai is going to say Hakhosha means you throw the case out of court. There's nothing left for Group C to be Mazim.
Does Group C corroborate Group 2?
No, they don't know. So the whole idea of Zayim is, we don't know.
Yeah, because Group C is saying the monologues, and that's the only top I was on.
Yeah, and they say they don't know. Now, sometimes they might say an Aedis as well, but that's not, we're talking about Johnny Hazam.
So
soon see.
So if Group A gives everyone
to
murder,
Group C
is because he was with us, that's not
Hazam. Now, who's he with us?
The
murderer. No, that's Akhoshi.
That's Akhoshi.
Yeah, Hazam is only the Aedim you were there. Omar says, "Rabbi, Aidim shehuchu, Aidim that were contradicted, then they're found to be liars, neharogin, they will get punished, they'll be killed. Why? The hakoshe tchilas hazama, he hakoshe is the start out on the road of hazama. Elish lo nigra. What's pshat hakoshe? Not when we basically throw that out because we're paskin. There's no agents here. We don't know what to do." I don't know who to believe, so we throw them out.
So how does the third one affect?
The third one comes along and says, you tried. Now remember one thing, Bahazama the din is that two Aiden come to court and say Reuben killed Shimon. If Bezin didn't make a ruling yet, there's no Hazama. Bezin had to rule Reuben, you're guilty of a capital crime, and we are now going to sentence you to death. So Bezin had to pronounce a verdict. But Bezin did not carry out the verdict. If Bezin would have carried out the verdict, it's no longer any Kachazama. And then, right then, at that stage, comes along another group and says, hey, don't know if Reuben killed Shimon, don't know if he deserves murder, but one thing we do know, these 80 weren't there. So what does Bezin do? He says, oh, you try to kill an innocent man, Reuven, we're going to kill you in this place. Once they killed him, it's a different story, yeah.
So if they
amazed
him and he was already executed,
we don't even listen to it. We don't even listen to it.
I understand, but that doesn't make the first edim. That doesn't make the first edim. Now, what do you call
it? We don't listen to the testimony.
So what's the first edim are still kosher edim?
100%. 100%. The reason is the machlekes. The Ramban says a beautiful word. The Ramban says, "What's the svara? Lecheda margo madach. He wanted to kill somebody. We're going to kill the edim if they actually killed an innocent person. What's going on here?" Says the Ramban, everything is gracha pratis. The fact that the last minute Reuven's life was spared is a raya. He never was a murderer. He never intended. He never meant to die. So therefore, these Aiden try to kill an innocent man. But if the Bezdin was party to the spilling of this Reuven's blood, is a raya Reuven deserved. The Apish would never allow the Bezdin to kill Reuven if he didn't deserve it.
But it's only based on the false testimony.
But that's what the Torah says. You got to follow. Is a raya? Maybe he's not chayiv testimony because of here. He's chayiv for another reason. Therefore, we're not going to punish these two Aiden. Yeah, we're not going to punish, exactly. We're not going to punish these two Aiden because if the Abish would not have allowed it to be carried out in his court of law, and the Bezin followed exactly what the Torah said, had it not been that the guy was guilty.
But nevertheless, they were
liars. Yeah, but we can't, no, because that's what the Ramban says. And therefore, it must be the guy deserved it, and therefore, we don't kill the Aiden. The Bezios is just the opposite. The Bezios, the Kesem Mishnah says in the Ramban, they're just the opposite. He says, killing the Aiden is a kapara. These people who watched how an innocent man was being killed and they didn't have any reservations and no guilt conscience, such cruelty. Even why should we give them such an easy atonement as killing them? Let them suffer in Gehenna the rest of their lives. So we're not going to give them the easy way out. Two opposites. Okay. How do I know? Now here, half cup. And the contingent tomorrow. Rava said, how do I know that Hakhoshet Chil Zazamba, the Tanya will let the Braisa? Now remember, if somebody wounds he blinds his Eved or he knocks out a tooth, the Eved goes free. What happened was he did two activities here, a blinding of the eye and knocking out the tooth. One of them caused him to go free, and the second one, you have to reimburse him. Paying somebody for a missing tooth is a lot cheaper than paying somebody for losing an eye. So it's very important to know the sequence of events. So what happens as follows. The Tanya will learn. We're testifying regarding this man. He blinded his Eved, so now the Eved is set free. And number two, and then he knocked out his tooth, so therefore he has to pay for the missing tooth. And the master is happy with his Aedis. Why is the master happy? The Gemara says later, because it's cheaper. In this sequence of events, he only has to pay for a false tooth. Either way, you're going to have to free him because you knocked out an eye and a tooth. But now that I have to pay, I'd rather pay for a missing tooth than a missing eye. That's right. 100%.
You damage the free man.
Exactly. Yes, now, what happens when him to Zayman? What happens that this group, a group of Aiden, were found liars? So what happens then? So it comes out. This is how halacha says. Mishalmin. That means it never happens. It's just he knocked out the eye and tooth of the Eved. We don't know what order. Mishalmin demei ayin le'Eved. He has to pay for the eye, for the fact that he knocked out the eye to the Eved. Now lechayda, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Hey, what are you talking about? If we learn, there's only one group of Edom that says that he knocked out the eye and then knocked out the tooth, and then he was found liars. The leka katacherine mishal mid me'ayin le'eved. Why is he paying the money of the eye to the? It says over here that he pays the money of the tooth. L'chayda, he should pay the. So what he's saying, he has to pay the money of the eye to the eved. L'chayde, boss of the mafkele l'chayde, me'ena kava shlomi, l'chayde, kava shlomi, l'chayde, he has to pay the money of the eye. Why is he paying the money of the eye at all? If the Aiden were found liars, right? That means we don't know if Reuven, damaged the eye of his Eved, because he wasn't, this group A who said that Reuven damaged the eye of his Eved, he wasn't there at the time, these Aiden weren't there at the time. So why should the Balabas pay any money? How do we know what happened?
Well, we know he's got an eye missing.
Yeah, I know who. Yeah, so why would the Balabas pay anything? I don't understand, he says. Boss of the Mavchei, don't make any kavoyah to pay? What for? Oh, furthermore, to make kula Eved le Rav Boy Lishlume. And why pay it to the Eved? since the Rav maybe never did it, he's still the owner. The Eved is not free. So any money that has to come, who gets the money? If the Eved's eye was knocked out by a Fremder, who pays? And that guy has to pay the money. Who's to pay the money to? Not to the Eved, to the Balabas. So what's going on here? And furthermore, it says in the Braise, he doesn't matter what he said, but in a court we have to paskin based on ages. It's a knas. The whole thing's a knas. Knasim is only based on ages. So if he came along and he was meider, you pay nothing. Because meider be knas potter. It's only you don't. The evidence doesn't go free. You don't have to pay nothing. But oi, furthermore, shari arab oi mekain. It says in the Braise, the rabbi, the master is happy. Harab mi nichle. Why is the master happy when the whole thing was found Muslim? What's going on here? Elalav is the case as follows. This is what happened. There were three groups of Edim here, not two but three. Kigain the Osir Beitrei comes along group A, and they say Hipul Hashena. The first thing was they knocked out his tooth, and then Simas Einai. So in this, according to this testimony, the Eved is free, and you got to pay him for an eye, which is a lot of money. The boy makes the Rav the Meino. So the Rav has to give what? The value of the eye. Va'asat beitrei mutsoi, come along group B, and va'amir, they say, punkt all the way around. Einoi va'hodoshin. First he knocked out the eye, so there's hakosha here. First he knocked out the eye, and then the tooth. So we have eide hakosha, and therefore you want to pay two. We don't know what to do here. The leboi lemeis, le el demei shenei. All he has to give now is the money for the tooth. The kamachet le kamoi le mitzoi, because the machet is other. The Rav likes the second Eidus, because according to the second Eidus, how much does he pay? The value of a missing tooth, rather than the eye. But what happened then? Then comes on group C. There's a third pair of Eidus. That were mazim the first pair. Comes along the third pair. And they're mazim the second pair. And then we go back to the first pair. What did the first pair say? That the eye damage was second, and you got to pay that. Mishalmid me'ayin le'evin l'chidesh is that we still tolerate, we still take on the first edis. Why take on the first edis l'chidesh? The two edim contradicted each other. If we throw the whole thing out of court, got no edis left. So the hazama doesn't matter. So he should pay where they both overlap, which is the value of a tooth. Everyone's made he knocked something out. One group said the value of a tooth, one group said the value of an eye. Everyone's made at least the money of the tooth he has to pay. So that's all he should pay. What's the third hazama? Who are they being mazim? Is a raya that hakhoshet chilas hazama. So therefore, when group B was contradicted by group A, it's a game of hazama. When group C came and they finished the job, they completely threw out group B. What's left now intact? Group A. And therefore, the Baal Bas has to pay now the demei ever. The demei of the ayin. Shema mino hakhoshet chilas hazama. This is how you know that hakhosh became hazama. Omar Abayis the Baal, loy no. This is not. There were only two groups of Edim. There were two groups of Edim. I hold that Hakosh is not Chilas Hazama. There were two groups of Edim, and one group says eye tooth, and the other group says tooth eye. They throw the whole thing out of court. They cancel each other. If group C has nowhere to be Mazim, because no Edim is left of it. There's nothing left. And this is what happens. So you can question if there's only two groups of Edim and one group of Mazimim, then they should pay the money. The Edim Zaymim who found liars have to pay. Who should they be paying to? The Edim Zaymim have to pay. Who do they pay to? They should be paying to the Baal Bas, because the Eved no longer goes free, right? The Edim Zaymim were liars. Go back to the way we learned the Brice originally. It was one set of Edim, and then the second pair was Mazim. So the Cheder, the second pair was Mazim. Them now we say Kashazom, we say the second pair. You guys pay. You want to make them pay for the eye or the tooth. You got to make them pay. Who should they be paying to? The Mazim. To the Baal Bas, because the Eved doesn't go free anymore. So why does it say you pay to the Eved? That's your question. I'll explain to you. The second pair of Edim were Mazim and Makhish. What happened like this? They said two things. First of all, they said, you guys weren't even there, so get out of here. Second of all, we were there. And we saw exactly the opposite. So the Eved is free because of our Eidus. And because they're free because of our Eidus, therefore the money that the first group wanted to make him pay, which is for the eye, they have to pay to who? To the Eved, not to the Baal Bas. There's no Hat-Choshet Chilas Azami. Loino, Da'avchinu Va'azminu. You swapped it around, and then they were mazin. Mimai, How does Abaye know to learn such a pshat? Only two groups of Edim and the same group not only were mazim, but they also gave testimony as well. But they contradicted the first testimony. But the sefer from the next part of the Braisa, which we haven't brought down yet. Now, what does the sefer say? Why not? They're saying that it happened. It did happen. But not the way you said it. It happened the other way around. The other order. But you weren't there. But and also, two things. You weren't there. We were there. You were not there on this day, or it may happen the next day. Who cares? But you were not there when you said it happened. That's right. Only time the three sets, then you have to come onto the svar of Hachotcha Chil Hazamah. Because if the three sets and two are contradicting each other, according to Baye, they're thrown out of court. Well, who cares? What does Vasachas mean? So six people. Yeah, when you have Vasachas, there's two separate groups of Edom. And they're saying two separate Edison. So it's already separate. Yeah, it's separate. And they're saying different Edison altogether. The next part of the Braise is talking about where he swapped it around. What's the case in Sefer? Quickly, Tani says in Sefer, Me'idonu as each plainly were testifying about that person, not the Balabas, another person. This person, he knocked out a tooth of his Eved, and then he blinded his Eved, which means he has to pay more money because he's a free man after the tooth. Now he got to pay for the eye. Shari Eved Oy McCain. The Eved is happy with this kind of testimony. Why is the Eved happy? He's getting a lot more money now because for the eye, he's going to get paid for. The Nimtzu Zayman, and he was found to be liars, right? So they wanted to make the Balabas pay money for an eye and free the Eved for a tooth. Mishal Midme Ayin, and they pay the money for the eye, Lerab. And who do they pay the money to? The master. He doesn't go free. They pay money to the master. Now, hechadami, idalei kamaydu lebasrei b'chabola klal l'chedem. If the second group says that nothing happened at all from the master, then l'chedem, why only the eye? Everything that they said was false. The side of the tooth, the side of the eye. It says only the eye you have to pay. L'chedem, every the eye and the tooth, everything else, the agent's name we should have to pay. Why only paying for the eye? The second pair also agrees that something happened to Babas, has to pay something. The question is, they pay for the eye or for the tooth? So therefore, the tooth, the second pair, Mazimim agree with, so you don't have to, that wasn't false. The eye that you made up, you're going to have to pay. And you pay the difference between the eye and the tooth, because one of them sets the Eved free, and the other one makes him pay. They pay the difference between the eye and the tooth. They swapped it around to a Mazim. Okay, you're sorry. If you go over this.